We move on now to another love affair. This one lasted 2 chapters.
I had bought my ticket and was waiting for the L.A. bus when all of a sudden I saw the cutest little Mexican girl in slacks. Her hair was long and lustrous black, and her eyes were great big blue things with timidities inside. A pain stabbed my heart, as it did every time I saw a girl I loved who was going the opposite direction in this too big world.
That's Jack Kerouac reading from his novel On the Road, and that Mexican girl, named Terry in the book, was in real life a woman named B. Franco. More than 50 years after On the Road was published, author Tim Z. Hernandez tracked down B. Franco. In his new novel, Mañana Means Heaven, Hernandez revisits the affair, and this time we hear the Mexican girl's point of view.
I discovered that there were letters at the Kerouac Archives at the New York Public Library, letters that Terry or B. Franco actually wrote to Kerouac. And so I wanted to see the letters. And when I went and saw those and held them in my hand, it suddenly became real to me in a way that it hadn't before. Before, she was simply a character in my mind. And holding those letters, I realized it was a real person and I wanted to find out more about her.
And these were letters that went back and forth between B and Kerouac after he'd gone back to New York.
Right, yeah. They wrote about 5 letters back and forth to each other until December, and that was the last letter.
Okay, so you saw the letters. What happens next? How did you continue the search?
Well, I actually ended up asking the archivist there, how do I get permission to publish these letters? And he said, you know, you have to ask her family. And I said, well, can you give me the number? Very naively, you know, can you give me the number?
And he said, what's her email?
Yeah, exactly. And he kind of chuckled too. And he said, you know, a lot of biographers have tried and no one's found her. Good luck. So I returned to Fresno, California, where I lived at the time. And very naively started looking for her. I actually hired at one point a private investigator to no success. But certainly the private investigator, she said to me before we parted ways, she said, you know, in all of my years of experience, Tim, dead people are very easy to find. It's people who are alive that are difficult to find. Have you ever thought she might be alive? And I said, no, you know, that never crossed my mind, really. I thought I'd be looking for her children or something, you know. And
so you were looking for a dead person.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and I was calling up cemeteries all in the San Joaquin Valley. I mean, I must have called, you know, over a dozen cemeteries asking for B. R. Franco, and about a year and a half to 2 years of work of research trying to find her or her family. At the end of it, I finally sort of surrendered and said, okay, I think I have enough now to move forward. I don't have to find her family. I'm just going to write the book based on what I do know. And that was when I actually ended up finding her, was when I sort of gave up. and I discovered that she lived only about a mile and a half down the street from my house in Fresno.
And how did that happen?
My mother actually was invested in the story by then. She said, you know, you can't give up looking for her. You know, I'm retired. I've got nothing better to do. Give me your files. I'll find her. And, you know, my mother, 24 hours later, called me and said, I have an address for you.
24 hours later, after a nearly
yes.
two-year search.
That's right. A day later, yep.
Describe the scene when you first approached her house.
Sure. I think it's important to put into context that, you know, what essentially her relationship to Kerouac was an affair. She was a married woman in 1947, and she was actually leaving her husband. He was an abusive man. And so, you know, when I was knocking on the door, they weren't expecting me by any means. And when I went and knocked on the door, and her daughter opened it, and I basically just started to spill my guts as quickly as I can, you know, tell the story of this whole
before
legacy.
She slammed the door in your face.
Yeah, exactly. I had to kind of get the words out really quick. And she said to me, you know, I think you have the wrong family. And my mother would have never been around those kinds of people. And she's just been here, a farm worker, most of her life. And she's been here in the valley, you know, between here and L.A. And I said, okay, well, before you kick me off your porch, let me ask you a few questions. Do you mind? And she said, sure. So I started to go down my list of questions about her family members and whereabouts of her mother in 1947. And all of that fit to a T, and it kind of scared her, frankly, because she said, well, who are you again? And what's your name? And can you show me, you know? And I kept telling her, I'm an author, and look at, here are my books, and, you know, I'm legitimate. And finally I said to her, let me just show you one thing here, and then I'll leave. And she said, sure. So I gave her the letter. She wouldn't open the door. I had to slide them to the screen door, to the crack in the door. She finally passed the letters back to me after a few minutes, and she said to me, you know, why don't you come back on Thursday and speak to my brother Albert? The long story short is that, you know, I ended up getting to finally meet B. Franco and interview and speak with her about all of this.
So did her daughter or her son, who is mentioned in Kerouac's book, did either of them know about this?
No. They'd never heard of the name Kerouac, Jack Kerouac. No.
Wow. And so you meet B. Franco. Mm-hmm. Do you walk in and say, hey, B, what about Jack?
I did. I opened the first sort of things out of my mouth were, tell me about Jack. What do you remember about him? And it is very naive. Again, she sort of shuts down because I'm asking these questions that she's uncomfortable answering clearly. I shift gears. You know, my next visit, I just say, forget about Kerouac. I have to close that kind of door to my mind and just ask her about her life. And after all, as another author friend of mine would tell me later, you know, we know his story already. There's millions of books about him, but we don't know her story. Ask her about her story. And then she started to open up. And that's where we spent most of our time, was talking about her life.
Tim Z. Hernandez, the author of Mañana Means Heaven. A real pleasure. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.